Jason Goodman had something happen to him that was mortifying, on top of the fact something embarrassing was already happening. What in the world is going on?
I was in Punta Cana on vacation a little bit of last week and over the weekend. It was a 40th birthday of my friends, our neighbors, who basically the husband and the wife are very close in birthday, and they're both turned 40, so that's a big birthday.
Yeah.
So we went with them and a few of their friends to Punta Cana, which is cool. And, you know, just being funny, this was a big group of people, just being funny to do something outrageous. One of the guys said, let's all come out one time in Speedos.
Oh my gosh.
There starts the first embarrassment.
Of course.
So, it was going on and nobody really mentioned the Speedos except for one guy.
Were you hoping nobody would bring it up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, gosh, Speedos are embarrassing, and they're real tight.
Nothing to hide.
And the one Carol got me was unbelievable tight. It was like extra small.
What did it look like?
Oh, gosh, I had two of them I could choose from, man.
Because something tells me I'll never see this photo.
Yeah,
I have it, and I'll show you, but okay. It wasn't part of the posts that she put up because, like, I just can't.
Right.
Please don't post that one.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
You want a viral post, but okay.
So as we're kind of doing the vacation, a couple days passed, and one guy is, hey, today we should wear our Speedos. It'll be funny. And
it's probably the guy with the biggest junk in the group.
No,
he's like, don't forget.
So, and I'm thinking to myself, you know how I am in water.
Yeah.
It shrinkage.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, one of my... testicles goes up too high into my stomach area.
But that's an odd look in a Speedo. It's only got one ball.
It looks lopsided.
Exactly. For some reason, I have, in case you don't know, one of my...
It looks like an exclamation point.
Yes.
That's weird.
One of my testicles... is it descends? Or no, ascends.
Ascends.
Yeah.
Ascends into my
descending
stomach.
Descending would be odd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it does descend in warm atmospheres.
Yes, right.
So... I sometimes have to push my ball. It's odd down. Like you can see it way up here.
Right, like it's
almost
wild.
My stomach. And I push it down. And I went to the doctor for it because I'm like, I asked a few people and they're like, that's weird.
So yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm saying, well, I'm going to go to the doctor. The doctor said, okay, it's not weird. It's just, you know, trouble with that ball. And you should be fine unless it gets tangled. It can get tangled because of that. And I said, well, how will I know if it gets tangled? He goes, it will be the most excruciating pain you've ever had in your entire life. You would have to take a rescue and it's an emergency because it could get tangled and cut off the bloodstream to the ball.
And you'd lose it.
Yeah, lose it. And also, I think if you don't do anything, it could be deadly. I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
So because of that, I was like, okay, my ball's going to go up because I'm not going to stand outside for too long while everybody at the resort sees me in a Speedo.
Right.
But when the guy said, hey, today should be the day. We're on that group me thing, so everybody's like in one feed.
Uh-huh.
Today's the day we should wear the Speedo. Shockingly, one of my neighbors, who I thought would do it, was like, no, today's not the day.
Oh.
And it was shocking because he was walking around with it basically in the neighborhood and taking various photos and all this stuff. But he was, I guess, shy to do it.
Yeah, he's like, it was too close for comfort, I guess.
Yeah, and the guy was basically like, oh, come on, guys, come on, come on. And, you know, Carol and some of the girls knew that we had them and it would just be funny. So after drinking a few beers, I knew the guy wanted us to do it. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to walk back and say I have to go to the bathroom, number two or something. Walk back to the room, and I'm going to put my Speedo on, and I'm going to put my regular bathing suit over the Speedo so I'm not walking through the hotel with my Speedo.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Right, so I come back, and I'm dressed, and I'm like, I'm going to have another beer. And every time I have a beer, I get a little bit more, I'm going to do it.
More courage.
Exactly.
Liquid courage, yeah.
So we have a little like hut that's way off from the pool at the resort. So I'm like, I'm going to go over there. That's where I'm going to take my bathing suit off. And that's where I'm going to come walking over where the group is, you know, all around each other in the pool.
Perfect.
So I take off my shorts and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so small. The shorts, by the way.
Oh.
But also, I do have stage fright where I get shrinkage if I'm afraid.
That's yeah, that's normal.
That's fair.
Right. So I said, the hell with it. I take off my bathing suit and I come walking over with my Speedo And everybody starts laughing, like, oh, my gosh.
Which was kind of the point, right?
Yeah, you didn't do it to be serious.
Right. Or good looking, like, right. That guy looks really attractive in that Speedo.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you stuff?
I was going to put a sock down there, but I didn't because it was so small, I couldn't get them on.
Okay. I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Jason, you're on the record for doing some pre-tugging at the gym prior to going out.
Yes.
Did you pre-tug?
A little flickage. A little swinging around.
Stimulate prior to leaving the room.
I would.
Before leaving the room, I did several pre-tugs.
Okay.
And it did.
You got to. And ladies that are listening, you're like, what is happening?
Yes.
You got to get the blood flow.
Yes.
Yeah. I
if
mean,
you, if you do a couple pre-tugs, it like grows three times as size.
Anytime I have a physical, and who cares? It's a male doctor. I'm like, tug, 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 tug.
Yes.
I just want a little blood flow.
Yes. Look, you can't start working out without stretching. You'll pull something.
Yes.
You've got to get the blood flowing before you're going to walk out in a Speedo.
Yes.
And my gosh.
And Matt might know this too, not to take from your story at all, Jason, but you haven't done this yet. The vasectomy was the one time where it hit inside my body.
Yeah.
I think it knew a scalpel was coming close, and it was like, I don't care what you, I was pre-tugging, I was punching it.
And nothing.
Did a hair dryer on it. I mean, I was trying to get it warm. Nothing.
Yeah. And of course, it's a sterile room, so it's cold.
It's cold. You walk in, and your legs are like in stirrups. And I'm like, okay, it's inside my body.
I had that before when I did the wand.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. And it was Francesca, and she was a good-looking woman. And I just felt everybody's going to talk about how small my penis was. So I did the pre-tugs, Matt. Thanks for mentioning that. But by the time I got to the pool, I'm just mortified that I'm going to do this, it went back to mushroom.
Of course.
But I said, the hell with it. I'm doing it.
Back to mushroom.
Right. Yeah. So I walked
Super
out.
Mario.
Yes, I walked out in my Speedo, and sure enough, all the girls break out into the most laughter, and the guy's like, oh my God. I started laughing, but I did it.
That's cool.
Right?
I give you credit, because you won't even dress up for Halloween around here.
That's
exactly. True.
I mean, you did, but with a lot of coaxing.
I walked over there, and everybody's laughing, and one of the guys was like, you know what? I give you credit for that. I'm going to go get my Speedo on. And another guy who came that didn't bring a Speedo was like, dude, that's awesome. You know, I give you props for doing that. So it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And everybody came back with their Speedo. Well, I had to go, whatever I had to do. I had to get sunblock or something for my shoulders.
Yeah.
Well, in your inner thigh at this point.
Well, I was in the pool at that time. Because shortly after, I did a little dance, and then I got right into the pool because I'm like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, you don't have it dangling out there.
So I get out of the pool, and most of the people, pretty crowded, were looking at me like, what are they doing?
What color was the Speedo?
I had a light blue Speedo.
Okay.
I went with a palm tree Speedo.
Bring even more attention to it.
Yeah, I think you mean a palm stump.
Palm mushroom.
Exactly.
A palm bush.
Oh, I shaved down there too, so not making sure. Like my inner thighs, I shaved it. I didn't want any bush-looking stuff down there.
Smart. Yeah,
good call.
Yes. I would have considered a Brazilian wax.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do something like that.
Yeah, but point. You know I shave all over the place down there, including
you're a vet when it comes to shaving that area.
It almost looked like a thong in the back because it was so small.
Oh my God.
I'm telling
solid.
You.